Tune in right now, Thursday, the time is 2-7 p.m.
This nameless episode, Poppy gonna change my life. We're gonna talk about this motherfucker.
So, we are live at the Live Loud House, and this phone is... So we live at the Live Loud House, and I'm in here with Kef, and the topic, you know, that we're gonna discuss in the next 5 minutes is about how Poppy... This young brother believes that the Poppy is going to change his life. So I'm going to give him, let him talk to y'all for a second.
Good afternoon, you guys. I want to just start this shit off by saying Poppy is definitely going to change my life, because I ain't going to keep playing with them, because they not playing with me.
Right.
They take my money gladly, so I'm going to take theirs gladly. That shit is dead. I know it's dead. And I know exactly what I got to do. I got to take some bumps and bruises along the way. I'm going to lose a couple bucks along the way. But it's just about this one hit. This one or two hit streak. And it's over. So, you know what I mean? I'm going to invest today. I got like $65 invested to bring back this easy jeezy. That's a step. Now, if this come through, what's going to happen is I'm going to be right back at their ass tomorrow.
So let me ask you a question. What's the first thing you're going to do once your life, once Poppy changes your life?
I don't know, because my life's going to be different.
Right.
It's a whole different life, so it's
going to happen. You can't read into that, because you got to, okay.
I'm saying I got to execute the plan first, and then I'm going to sit still and do another plan, you know what I'm saying? Because it's going to give me, you know what I mean? It's going
to
give me some
cushion. No matter how much your life changes or not, what would you want to take with you from the old life to the new life?
Everything. Okay. I'm saying, right. Except these nut-ass bitches. And these nut ass niggas.
Okay.
That's it.
To turn this into a positive outlook, we want to basically just leave the dead weight, you know? Callers, viewers that's listening all over the world, I want y'all to understand that the young brother would like to leave some bad habits. He like to clean off his plate. He like to knock the dirt off his shoulder. You know, and that's a hater. You know, in any form, in any fashion. We're going to get back to y'all, man. It's Super Bowl Thursday, Thanksgiving. Super Bowl Thursday is the only day in the world where Super Bowl football is great on a Thursday in the daytime. Why normally people be at work. Well, we ain't at work. You at home somewhere watching the game. And tomorrow, if Poppy changing your life, I want you to call in and tell us how Poppy changed your life. Shout out to Poppy. In other news, on the Hip Hop Gossip Report, rapper Jay-Z was reported rapping over a Drake beat in Toronto last night. Dude, that looks like a Jay-Z and Drake collab in the future? I don't know. We'll see. It's up to you, callers. Call in and let me know what you think. Is it just a flaw or just a publicity stunt just so Jay-Z can sell out? Because a reporter said that it was $6 a ticket. I know I'm going to go, and if I don't care if I don't got a ticket or not, I'm going to get me one of those $6 tickets, because it's all about a bargain nowadays, man. It's just sometimes you can't. You know, I've been to a Jay-Z concert before, and I didn't see a lot of people there that I knew. You know what I mean? So I think that for the people that know that I've been around, it's an opportunity. You know, $6 was, come on, man. That's a chicken wing platter and a large iced tea and a backwood. You know what I'm saying? That ain't even your gas. And if you already got your food, that's a nickel and a dollar Sweetwoods, because you get two just in case one of them come off still. You got another chance to put it together. But, you know, life is about a bargain. So we let me know. Hopefully everybody get a chance to go out and see that 444 tour. Tune in, favorite my station. I'll get back to y'all later. Live from the Live Loud House, watching the Vikings versus Lions game, 20-10, 15 minutes, third quarter. All right? So y'all get back with me. All right, all right, all right. Good afternoon, people. It's your boy, Basir Ali. Today is Thursday, 12:45. Football is on. I'm live and direct at the Live Loud House. It's a flag on the play. And the flag on the play is just because a lot of people, it was holding. So My goal right now is to turn this flag on this play from Houghton to a positive message in 5 minutes. So my message today off the top of the dome would be, when people try to hold you back, you can never be mad. Don't get mad. You got to control your attitude, because it all depends what you do after that moment that determines your next move. And more than likely, when somebody holds you in the football game, it's a flag on that play. So, in real life, when somebody holds you back, always think about that flag that get thrown from that higher power. It could be the universe, you know. I just think that when that flag get thrown on play, you get the call back, the playback, and 80% of the time when the flag get thrown on play, the next play be complete. So my message today is, when somebody holds you back, just let the flag get thrown on the play. And if you listening all over the world, I need y'all to favorite this station. A lot of y'all been listening, and I appreciate y'all. So I'm going to dedicate my first 30 days into the new year to my people on Anchor listening. Because when y'all listen, I'm looking at y'all, and I'm saying, damn, people is already listening. Oh, he dropped the ball. I'm in here with an artist by the name of Kef. Y'all hear more about him later on, but you know, we just sitting here on this good Thursday. I'm kind of hungry. Hopefully it'll be some food sitting around somewhere later on. I ain't hungry right now, but I know I will be later on. But this one of them days where more than likely it'll be some food around. And I'm going vegan today. No meat. But I might do a drink or two.
Yeah.
First down. So the moral of my story is, yeah, guys, y'all out there and y'all feeling like y'all been held back, or you've known you've been held back before. If you've been held back plenty of times, the reason why you probably didn't get to the next play complete is because you probably didn't give it a chance to get the flag thrown and reviewed. The great God of the universe won't let you go without getting your justice. So, move forward, think, and be a team player. Because can't one man do nothing? So when it goes back to that football story, the next play get completed. Because the team put the effort together to get it together. So yeah, favor my station, man. Tune in. Y'all been listening, man. I'm over 250 listeners right now, and it's only day 7 of my Anchor. Shout out to Gary V for putting me on to this thing. If it wasn't for him, he don't even know what he started. If anybody know Gary V, that's my uncle. Me and him got the same aunt. My aunt Poochie from New York, Queens. And Michael Jackson is my stepdad. You know what I'm saying? If y'all believe that, if y'all believe his kids, y'all better believe me. So y'all listeners out there all over the world, my positive message is, don't let nobody hold you back from telling you who your family is. I'm related to Michael Jackson. My next podcast, I'm going to tell y'all who Jay-Z is to me. So I got 7 seconds left. Y'all have a good night. Favor my station, y'all.
Hey, I just wanted to call and thank you so very much for favoriting my station here on Anchor. I'm Maria. I've only been here on Anchor for about a month, but I am all about energy, using our energy wisely through physical exercise, personal training kind of stuff, or meditation, and mixing it all up. I am mixing it all up, whether I am talking to people in Japan, Canada, the UK, doesn't matter. I am so excited that my voice is having an impact out there in the world. I just love it. And I love it. It does not matter what religion people are, what language they speak, where they live on the planet. We all share the same positive energy. And I am all about it. So thanks for favoriting me. Bye.